And North Dakota headlines today. Senator Oven says he'll lead an effort in Congress to stop a new proposed rule announced today by the White House that would impact coal-fired power plants. Oven says the new regulations would make energy more expensive and less reliable. The State Health Department says $3 million grant dollars are available to assist with efforts focused on improving healthy outcomes in North Dakota. Numerous types of organizations may qualify. The application deadline is May 20th. And a historic airplane hangar at the Bismarck Airport met the wrecking ball on Wednesday. The hangar was built more than 80 years ago, and efforts over the years to preserve it were unsuccessful. I'll be back with Lake Region News right after this. In Lake Region News today, authorities say three men are facing numerous charges in connection with an alleged incident earlier this month at a residence here in Devil's Lake involving multiple child and adult victims. According to court documents, 47-year-old Byron Littlego Sr. is facing seven charges, six of which are felonies. 26-year-old Patrick Wayne Little Sr. is facing four felonies and two misdemeanors. And 45-year-old Leo Philip King is facing four felonies. Authorities say charges vary among the defendants, but in total include terrorizing, felonious restraint, reckless endangerment, and aggravated assault. Authorities allege King served as an accomplice to aggravated assault and terrorizing. Authorities say the incident included the use of brass knuckles and the brandishing of a knife. Little Ghost is also charged with wearing a mask during a crime. All three men are being held at the Lake Region Law Enforcement Center jail. The bond for each has been set at $100,000 cash. Devil's Lake Police Chief Jason Toso says the police department will take part in a statewide enforcement effort that starts May 1st. Toso says a click-it or ticket effort will involve an emphasis on seatbelt violations. Toso says the department's reimbursed for officer overtime that's required for the campaign.
We get a lot of participation from our officers. They do a great job. And again, it's federal money that the state gets, and they disperse it to different agencies that partake.
And Toso says motorists are reminded that lack of seatbelt use is now a primary offense in North Dakota. He says that means, unlike in the past, officers do not need another reason to pull a vehicle over if a seatbelt violation is observed. Toso will talk more about the click-it or ticket effort on Saturday's police report that airs on all the Radio Works stations. And the spokesperson for Lake Region State says a college here in Devil's Lake expects around 100 students will take part in commencement early next month. Aaron Wood says the event's scheduled for Friday, May 10th at 10 a.m. in the school auditorium. And Wood says the college will also take into account those that are unable to travel here to Devil's Lake for the ceremony.
If there's family and friends that can't make it to graduation, we will have a live stream link for that.
Wood says that live stream will be available via the college website at lrsc.edu or through the college Facebook page. That's a look at state headlines and Lake Region News today. For Radio Works, I'm Eric Arndt.